This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good evening. Just, if you don't mind, we're just going to ask for a little bit of silence just over the next little while, because we have the schus to have Rabbi Gladstein with us this evening. And anyone who wants to listen to Rabbi Gladstein can follow him on Torah Anytime. And also WhatsApp groups, and that's wanted to just be part of it. There are so many amazing shiurim and groups that Rabbi Gladstein teaches on. So anyone who wants to do that can just scan the QR code over here and to join it. And anyone can ask Reb Nosson over here, he'll have it. So please come and take this and follow what Rabbi Gladstein is offering to the world in the various shirim, whether it be Mishneh Berurah Yomi, whether it be a Daf HaShavua and Parsha, and just amazing insights into Torah and Hashkofa coming from all understandings, whether it be from Kabbalah and just understanding it and reaching out to so many people. It's really a big schus to have him here. And without further ado, just like to ask Rabbi Gladstein to share some words of Torah with everybody here this evening.
Thank you, Rabbi Gilbert, for the warm introduction. I want to thank the Rabbi Bernstein, and the community, Rabbi Bernstein's father, who's here this evening. And I want to welcome my own parents who are joining me on this special trip. And for special friends who came to join this leg of the trip, Rav Neil, thank you for joining, Neil.
Thanks for having me.
And you're really being mekayim the mitzvah of Avraham Avinu, of hachnasas orchem, of welcoming guests. It's very interesting, you know, the most expensive real estate in the whole world is not waterfront in Cape Town. The most expensive real estate in the world is space in the Chumash, in the Torah. Halachos of major significance are learned out even from an extra letter. So if there's an extra word, we're always authorized to ask, why is there an extra word? Certainly if there's an extra sentence, and certainly if there's an extra story. Avraham Avinu in his lifetime did many good deeds. He was involved in all forms of acts of kindness. He helped bury the dead. He lent money. He helped poor brides. You name the act of kindness, Avraham Avinu was at the forefront of Gemilas Chasadim. Yet there's one particular form of Gemilas Chasadim that the Torah describes in the greatest detail. Of all the various forms of Gemilas Chasadim, there's one particular type of kindness that the Torah describes in great length, and that is when Avraham Avinu hosted guests. He saw them. He ran to them. He asked them to wash. He brought them bread. He brought them water. He gave them meat, like you did for us. He gave them tongue. He brought them mustard. He stood over them, literally, and hovered over them so that the sun shouldn't disturb them. Why is it, of all the acts of kindness that Avraham Avinu ever did, it doesn't really talk about him visiting the sick or helping the poor? Why hachnasas orchem? I'm sure you've heard the term hachnasas orchem, inviting guests. Why does the Torah describe it in such detail? And the answer is one of the most fundamental pieces of information that our Torah teaches us, and that is, contrary to popular notion, why do we do acts of kindness? Let's say we see someone who's poor. Why do we help them? Do we help them because we feel bad for them? Perhaps we feel bad for them. That is not why we should help them. Why do we help someone who needs a place to stay? Is it sympathy? Is it empathy? Is it mercy? Not really, no. None of these motivations are the cause of Jewish kindness. Kindness in the eyes of the Torah is primarily for one reason: to emulate the ways of God. God is the greatest benefactor. God epitomizes all forms of kindness and goodness and beneficence. And therefore, we want to emulate the ways of Hashem. Just like Hashem visits the sick, like He visited Abraham, we also visit the sick. Just like God buries the dead, we also bury the dead. Not because we feel bad for them, not because we're sympathetic or empathetic, which we are, but none of these reasons even begins to scale the heights of the primary reason why we do chesed. We do chesed to emulate the ways of our Creator. Now, of all the forms of kindness, which form of kindness is the greatest way to emulate Hashem? Which type of kindness emulates God in the most perfect sense? So the answer is, our stay in this world, what is God doing for us? We're here, we're in this world, we're eating, we have a home, we're sleeping. What kind of kindness does God do for us? It's called Hachnasas Orchim, says the Shlach HaKadosh, the station of life. The type of kindness that God does for man, more than visiting the sick, more than burying the dead, more than any other kindness, is this world is a hotel. God gives us a home. He gives us a bed to sleep on. He gives us food. And He does it with such humility that we don't even know He's the host. He does it so discreetly that He makes us forget that He's the benefactor. Therefore, the greatest act of kindness in this world is Hachnasas Orchim. Not because you're helping the recipient more than other forms of kindness, but because it most perfectly is an emulation of the ways of Hashem. And therefore, of all the good deeds that Avraham Avinu ever did, the one that is described in the greatest detail is Hachnasas Orchim. Because by hosting someone in your home and giving them a bed and giving them food and giving them a place to stay, that is the most perfect emulation of the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why the Torah speaks about it in the greatest detail. So if somebody says, pass the water, or somebody says, could you help me in any form, and people run to do it because they want to be nice, or they want to be good, or they want to be kind, or they feel bad, and that's all fine and nice, but it doesn't even begin to be a fulfillment of what chesed is. Chesed is to emulate the ways of Hashem. And the most perfect way to do it is Hachnasas Orchim, which is what the Cape Town community has done for us and our eminent group. So we thank you very much. And next time you're in New York, we hope to reciprocate your Hachnasas Orchim. So I'm looking forward to seeing you on the other side of the ocean. Thank you very much.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.